Okay, we're still in Siman Reish Nun Gimel. We're in Sif Hei. We're talking about putting a pot on top of the fire in a way that it's not normally cooking. That was the main thing that the Shulchan was telling us. If it's not normal way of cooking. And you couldn't put it back on top if it is in a way that does look like cooking, as the Rama added, even if there's no, if the coals have been covered. And some permit you to put it inside a stove if it was cooked before Yontif. But it shouldn't have cooled off totally, and some are strict in that area. Did we finish the Piskei Tshuvas on this? Do you recall? It's been a few days.
We were working on it.
Got to get my bearings back where they're supposed to be. Okay, maybe just read over the Rama again, all right? So we get ourselves back on track here. Or maybe just we'll just start. Let's start again from the Shulchan Aruch just to get our minds back on track here. All right, from the beginning of Hey. Mutter loses al pik teres chamim b'shabbos tavshos l'spasol merav shabbos. You can put on top of a pot, hot food on Shabbos, a dish that's been cooked on erev Shabbos, cold soaker completely. You could go on pan dish like this meat dumpling, meat pie. You could yitz them l'chamim to warm them up. V'ishen derech bishabol kachas. That's not the way of cooking. Of a lahat mintachas of regarding, but to insulate them inside clothing, hanusunim al gabi amechem, that's on top of this warming thing, vadai osir, you certainly cannot do that because it's insulating. Says the Ramav, who adin sheoso nichal gabi kira filu grufak tuma, and also you cannot put it right on top of the stove, even if it's been cleared out from the coals, lohitira elechazor, because we only allow actual returning, with all the conditions that we mentioned before. There are those who permit you to put it inside the tanur that you cooked from it from before. Since you didn't insulate it, but you cooked, you were cooking it from before Shabbos, there's only a little bit of heat. You don't have to be concerned about cooking. As long as the food dish has not totally cooled off. Okay. The Yesh Machmir Bazen, there are those who strict in this area. But if the heat is so hot that it's Yatzel at us, usher, you can't put it back in. I'm a common Simon Shin Yud Ches. Okay. Now.
Yep. I think that's where we left
off. Yeah. Just don't want to skip all these Mishnah biscuit shoes. One second. Where's this biscuit shoe going on over here? All right, let's just go ahead with the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, now the next part of the Rama, and that's where we're up to in the Mishnah Berurah, right?
Yep.
So, so let's just do the Rama again. V'chol ha'dvarim she'asur la'asos m'dvarim elu, all these things that you can't do, asur lo me'le'enu yuhi la'asos, yes, you can't tell a non-Jew to do this. Okay, so that's dealing with all the non-Jewish issues, right? Where's this Piskei Tshuva going on over here? All right. Let's just go ahead. All right. Again, so whatever you can't do on yourself in terms of returning things or leaving them, you can't ask a non-Jew to do this. Says the Mishnah Berurah Tzadi, and even though they're only rabbinically prohibited, you can't have a non-Jew. So for example, for you to put something that's fully cooked inside a stove, which you're not allowed to do, and that's only rabbinically, you can't ask a non-Jew to do the same thing for you as well. Lachain, therefore, says the Ramah, you can't tell the non-Jew to warm up the pot if it's cooled off. Mishnah Berurah, Tzadihei, Lachim Akhtera, Afilu im lo yitna al gabi ha'esh, even if he doesn't put it on top of the fire, o akira, or in the stove, where... Mamish teshuv embasa mishum isa chazara, even though then there's not a prohibition of chazara. Afal pikein, still usur mishum isur bishul. Still there's an isur bishul over here because the liquid, it cooled off. Came in shinistan legami, since it totally cooled off. All right, that's a problem, right? Kamosha kosa simin shin yud chesif dalet sif tesval bago ayin shom. When we come up on sin law, kosa magen avram, the magen avram writes, ushar achram, other achram, ubedivi avid, after the fact, yesh lahatar hatav shal bof, and say, you should permit this cooked dish in this way, shalohem midu ala eish mamish, they didn't put it right on the fire, kim ala tanur, but only on the stove, it's on top of the fire. Since there were some poskim, even though we don't hold like them, that said you could lechatchila put it back, like it writes over there. So since, even though we don't hold like those opinions, but in this case where the goy does it, you could rely on that. Okay. Sadi vav. Okay, so that's if the non-Jew should put it back. Then the Ramah continued. Vimasa came, but what if the goy did do it? Asur lo achlo afilu tzone. Then you can't eat it even if it's cold. Sadi vav. Even if it's cold, afilu tzone. Af delo nehenes b'malachos and Yehudi. Even though now you're not going to benefit at all from what the non-Jew did for you, because it already cooled off. So how'd you benefit? We call Makom Kansua. The rabbis penalized you. Shiyamtim ad le'erev, to wait until the nighttime. B'tei shiasa, for the time it would take to warm it up. Ho v'nasa malacha deitzivui, since it was done through the command of the Jew. V'masa en Yehudi came me'atzmo. B'shev, so what if the non-Jew did it on his own initiative for the Jew? Without the Jew telling him to do it, even if a Jew normally doesn't tell you to do it, where it should be prohibited to benefit, but still all shori lechol, so you could have it when it's cold, because kivin chen anenam amalach the klal, since you didn't benefit from it at all, for your rights of bakach, he didn't want that. Im kein lav kol kamin las yisol, it doesn't really make sense to aser it on the Jew. Okay, so this is the point he's saying. If you tell the non-Jew to do it, then we're going to penalize you, and therefore you can't eat it the whole Shabbos, period. If the non-Jew did it on his own and you weren't aware of it, then you can't benefit from it while it's warm, but when it's cold, you may eat it. The final one is, mihu, what if im Yisrael ro'eu? What if the Jew sees that the non-Jew is putting it back on the stove? Tzarech limchos b'yado, you have to stop him. Because when a non-Jew doesn't work for a Jew, for the need of a Jew, you have to protest that and not allow that to happen. So that's important. So that's why you have to be careful. You know, if you have a nanny in the house, you have to tell them to stay away from the food on Shabbos. That's in terms of the stove. Stay away from the stove on Shabbos. They could help prepare and serve the food, but you don't want them doing things on the stove. Okay, the Ramah continued. However, Ramah says if it hasn't cooled off that much, then you could still eat it. And then the non-Jew warmed it up, then you may eat it if it hasn't cooled down so much. Tzadi Zayim. Shadayim Ruhi Lechel, they're still worthy to be eaten. Therefore, afal gav shenehenem echimum, even though you do benefit from it getting warmer, shari b'dievet, after the fact, it's okay. Kivan shayochal lechol b'lochachim, you could have eaten it even if it wasn't warmed up, because even before that, it was a little bit warm, so it's not such a total benefit that you got from the goy. Even if the non-Jew put it right over the fire with the command of the Jew, but it was warm before, and afal became anal lesser atavs levit. Still no bidi ever. The food is not prohibited because you didn't benefit that much if it was warm. Good. You're not supposed to tell the non-Jew to do it, but if he did, question is, what if he did? How much are we going to penalize you for this? So if the food was warm, just want to get a little warmer, and he told the non-Jew to put it back, then b'dievet, it's okay.
So you can let the nanny come near the stove after.
Well, no, because what if it's cold food that they put back?
It's still warm.
See, you don't know.
I think here he's saying you're cooking meat with and something else which was cooled together, and heated up. You can't have the other stuff because you couldn't really eat it when it was cold. But the meat, the reason you can you're allowed to eat the meat is because meat you can have cooled. You're not benefiting.
But he's still saying it's warm. He said, "In lo nitzani." The Shulchan Aruch said, "In lo nitzani kol kach." If it's not cooled off that much, a daim ruim lechol, you can still eat it.
You're not doing the Mishnah Berurah.
I did. Well, one second. We're not up to that yet.
Oh, I thought you were going to do that.
I have to do tzadi ches now.
Okay.
Mutarim lechol. If you the worm, you can eat it. Vafilu chimem ha'eni yehudi tafshil. Yeah, tafshil ubaser biyachad. Even if the non-Jew warms up a cooked dish and meat together, and the cooked dish was not worthy to be eaten because it was cold, and therefore the tafshil would be usher because you did a malacha bishul. The meat's not usher. That's the next case. Okay, so if you could have, if one thing you could not have eaten and one thing you could have eaten, you put them together, you could still eat what you could have eaten, but you can't eat what you weren't able to eat. That's the thing. Okay, tzadi tes. What did Ramah say? Therefore, the custom is that I haven't done that at all.
No.
Okay, so then let's look inside the Ramah now.
Yeah.
Okay. Lachain Nogim, therefore the custom is, so it means it's coming out from the law we just learned, but not this one, but rather it's going on what was earlier. So you have to know what the Lachain, when he's saying therefore, you have to know what the therefore is going on. One second.
He says the previous part.
Okay, so. One second, I got it. So what was the case that any Yehudi motzi in hakederes mitzvah? They take the pots out of the oven, shemat mina b'hem, that they were insulated in. Moshivin al some etzel tanur, they put it next to the tanur beis charif, put it next to the oven, the winter oven, all of on top of it. Umevaeres hashivcha acher kach hatanur hahu, and the shivcha kindles that tanur, and that way the food gets warm again. Wow. But through a Jew, that's not. It's usher in that situation. Okay, we'll have to see what they're exactly doing over here. What are they taking the pots out on Shabbos? But we'll have to see. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah.
By a winter oven, they mean a warming oven for the house. Not
for the house.
Yeah.
So there's a two. There's two things. There's a tanur. There's a stove.
That's right.
And the winter oven. Okay. Let's see what the Mishnah has to say. L'chei noagim. So he's saying it's not going on the preceding law, but ad le'elko. It's going on what was before. Uperosha. And what he means to say, the kaven she'asur lo melein yehudi l'chaim. Since you're not allowed to tell a non-Jew to warm up foods. So what does a non-Jew do with food that's totally been cold? Al ha-tanur kodem shohusak.
She puts it on the heating stove before she lights it.
Before she lights it. Shoz leka shum iser. There was no prohibition. Why? There's no fire on the stove yet. And when she lights it again, it's to heat up the house. The shori, which can be done through a goy, because the hakol cholim heim eitzol tzinaf. When it comes to coldness, everyone's considered a sick person. You can ask a goy to do that for you. Okay, velo.
The food just happens to be there.
But they're not intending directly l'chamim es hatavshel to warm up the food. V'afta v'psik reish, even though you know for sure it's going to happen, l'gav hatavshel with this food, it's going to get cooked. You don't know if it's not going to get cooked. We come out still no, but amir le'nihudi davi shvus. We're talking about talking to a goy, which is only rabbinic. Galeis, but mice, you're not doing anything. L'machmir kulihai, we're not so strict. V'shori af v'psik reish, even when it's for sure going to happen, that's okay. So this is what let's look back in the Ramah. The Ramah is saying, therefore, the non-Jew will take these pots out of the stove. I guess they got cold.
Yeah.
They're going to put it next to the heating stove for the winter. First they put it there before it's on. And then they put the heating stove. Yeah. She's allowed to make the fire for everybody and all the food gets warm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
That's allowed because you're allowed to warm the house. Vida, you should know the kolzet. This is all when you put the kedera be'iblich. You put it in an iblich.
He says that's little ovens used to heat up.
Okay. Well, the question is, what are you using that little oven to heat the house?
Yeah.
It's. Okay, my kamokum me'al, place that's on top of the oven. Okay, shibatanur beis hachayriv. Shalonu shein derech levashel b'chol milmala gabi atanur. It's these little things on top of the stove. It seems there's a main fire on the bottom, and there's little things on top. And you're putting it on top.
Yeah.
And that's not the normal way to cook your food. L'kachnu chalomer. You can say the ein ikker kavona seni hud be ha hesek rakhem vas. Therefore, you could say when the non-Jew is making the fire, he could say the main intention is to warm the house, full of ashek teres, but not to cook the food shom dismal that's above it al gabet tanur. However, avol ha tanurim shekorim English kichin. I guess English ovens.
Yeah.
Okay, English ovens. Shederech hakol levashel b'chol al gabei malach. Even during the weekday, you cook with them.
Yeah.
Right, you cook with them.
Isur
gomor yesh b'zeh. You for sure can't do it. L'hamid amachol l'chamim adein yehudi afil kum hesek. For sure, in that case, the non-Jew cannot put the food on top, even before he lights the fire. Devarik havanas en yehudi behesek achakach gam v'tav shul bishlok teres. Certainly the non-Jew has in mind to cook the food.
Yeah.
All right. So it depends if it looks like the normal way of cooking or not, even for that.
By English oven, they mean an oven that's a dual purpose.
Yes.
Cooking and warming.
Yeah.
That's the one they're talking about.
Yeah.
So you can't use that.
Yeah.
But if it's only for warming.
That's okay.
Then that you could do that. Brackets, that's the safer tuf tabadas from Gomara Shak. And Kain Kosar Shu Bay Shlomo Chelkavsim Nehev, Kain Kosar Shu Shu Shalmesh Vachadur. Okay. So he said, all these people can do this. Oh, but then there's others who say, Shechalilo Lasos Kain. Some say not. Look in the Ber Halacha. Okay, the Ber Halacha says that there are those who are lenient if it's something that's dry, because then it's a double rabbinic. This is not any really cooking going on. Okay, some are even lenient with liquids, etc. Okay, we don't have these kinds of stoves at all.
We don't.
These were all coal or wood stoves.
Yeah.
Wood to light it up. We're not talking about that.
All right. Let's go back into the Ramah, continuing in the Ramah. Okay, now, Aval al Yidei Yisrael, but for a Jew to do this, Aser B'chai Gavna, he can't do that. Well, obviously, a Jew can't make a fire. Excuse me. Jew can't make, I'm not sure. Let's see what the Mishabur says. Aser B'chai Gavna, Ratzalim Yisrael say, Lahoshiv Hakderis Eitzel Tanur Beis HaChorev, for a Jew to put the pots of food next to the winter stove, all over on top of it, even before the non-Jew cooks, makes the fire. That's what he's saying. If, in other words, if the food has cooled down, and now the Jew just puts it on top of the winter stove before it's been, or next to, before the non-Jew lights it. Okay, non-Jew's still the one who's going to light it. The question is, so let the Jew just put it next to it before it got heated up. Because you're going to say, well, what did the Jew do? What did the Jew do? He put it by something cold, right? When the Jew put it there, he didn't do anything wrong. Question is now, when the non-Jew cooks it, though, when it makes the fire, he says, the Havaleh, because it's just like a case of, Kechad Nesak there, let's say a regular case of cooking on Shabbat, a regular case. How about if one Jew puts a pot on top of a stove. The Echad and another Jew, Ha'esh, brings the fire and lights it. The Rishon Patur Avalaser, the first Jew is exempt from sin, but he wasn't allowed to do it because he's helping it out.
Yeah. So
and that's why you can't do it, because you're assisting.
Yeah.
So if you assist, even though when you're doing it, nothing's happened at all, the Jew can't assist.
Yeah.
When you tell a Jew, Leni Yehudi, to sure that's allowed. The ha'ikr kavanas
non-Jew.
When you tell the non-Jew,
yeah.
And the non-Jew does it all, the ha'ikr kavanas lechamam habayis tashar. Because the main intention of the non-Jew is to warm up the house, and that's all. Umizan, from this fact, says the Ramah, that you're allowed to tell the woman to what? I'm doing the mission.
Yeah.
You said the Ramah.
I'm sorry. And from this fact that we allow the maidservant to put the pot in the stove before she lights it, because she's not really doing it for the pot. Near it appears, Heter she'im nosan ein Yehudi mayim l'toch akter kavu betanur. Let's say the non-Jew puts water inside this permanent pot that's in the stove, so that it shouldn't break from the heat. Vinis chamamu, and the water gets warm. Shemut Yisrael lehanas mehem ladirch bem kelim, that a Jew could now benefit from them to wash clothes.
Dishes.
To wash dishes. Now, what kind of situation is this?
It's some kind of kettle that's attached to the stove.
They had stoves that they had a compartment to put water in it. This was for humidity, also not to overheat the
stove. So the kettle is dry, I think. It could break.
It was part of the thing.
There's no water in it.
So why is the kettle there if there's no water?
You put water in it.
It's fixed in the...
No, but you have to put water in it.
All right.
No, but it's part of the stove. It
sits
there.
Part of the stove, yeah.
So if you don't put water in it, for the high heat of the stove, it might break, crack it.
Okay, so now and what if it breaks? Does the stove break?
No, just the kettle. So they don't want the kettle to break. So the non-Jew is putting water to keep it from breaking, and then the Jew can benefit from it.
So then you could use that to because the heating is not called what the non-Jew actually did for the Jew, right? Even initially, you can tell the non-Jew to do this. It's a kalva chomer. If a non-Jew puts food on the stove, right, where certainly there's an intention to warm it up, but filachi sure it's still allowed, right? Because he's warming up the house. Kol shekain kan, all the more so here. He's not intending to warm up the water. He doesn't want the pot to break. That's the main thing. He doesn't want the pot to break. So that's for sure okay. Maybe even if the goy put the water in the pot after he lit the fire, also might be shari gam kemi tams. It could also be allowed, because again, he's never intending to warm up the water. He's intending for the pot not to break. But to tell the non-Jew to put the water in the pot, that would appear near la usser achash siko. After he lights the fire, it would appear you can't tell him to put the water in the pot after he lit the fire. Avol Yisrael, but for a Jew, but Jew again, he can't put any water in the pot even before the non-Jew lights the fire. Now, how come we're allowed to wash the dishes from the water that the non-Jew put into the pot? Dafka, that's only if the dishes are not dirty with fat that's congealed. Now we're talking about a side issue now. Can you wash plates that have congealed stuff? That's the case. You can't pour hot water onto congealed fat. You're going to, dissolve the fat. Nolad, that becomes nolad. You're creating a new entity, as it's written in Simon Shin Chav Sif Yudalit. So what do you do? There is a solution. No, you can. Elia Niacha Kli Tochamayim. Put the pot in the water. You got a basin of water. The dish right in the water.
And
then it doesn't. It's all in the water. So the fat. It's not like when you're washing, when you're putting hot water on the fat, then the fat turns into liquid.
Yeah.
But if the plate goes into the thing, you don't see anything happening. It's all in liquid to begin with.
Yeah.
It was submerged in liquid. Yeah. So now the fat's just going into the liquid. So they don't see anything different anyway.
Yeah.
To Zem, Shori, that's allowed. Mishum de lo koyim, you really didn't do anything. Right?
Yeah.
That's all. Okay.
Cool. You
use the hot water that's already in the stove that was put by the goy, not by you.
But let's say like this. Let's say before Shabbos, you put a ton of hot water into a basin and you covered it and kept it hot. Right? And now you have the dishes, so you're just going to put it right inside. Right? So
the water is not hot enough, never melt it.
No, it is. You make very hot water. You put aluminum foil over the top to keep it warm.
Can you fill a sink with hot water that you had in a big kukum?
Maybe.
And then wash the dishes with that?
As long as there's no liquid. You're not putting any liquid in there. You'd have to make sure the dishes are... What?
And you're not pouring it over the greasy dishes?
No.
Yeah, you'd have to just pour it into the sink. And then put the dishes... Or you don't need a sink. Take one of these plastic basins. That's a lot easier. Just pour it into the plastic thing, and plastic tub, whatever. Pour hot water into it.
Taking the water from the pot and the stove and putting it in a plastic...
Yeah.
And the sink?
Whatever.
And then you put the dishes
in. Yeah, you put the dishes in.
I guess so.
Hot water.
Yeah, or hot urner. And then they just dissolve by themselves in there. All right. We're up to Kuf Aleph.
Yep.
Stop here.
I have to cook later.